Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yes, Ms. Tamika. This is Cloverleen. I'm calling regarding a transaction that was taken from my account, which should not have been.
Okay. Can I start out by getting your zip code?
33441.
And what is your first and last name?
Cloverleen Williams.
And did you say 3341? 33441?
33441, yeah.
Okay, I don't remember by now. Spell your first name for me.
Cloverleen.
Clover.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the last name?
No, Clover Lean, L-E-E-N, and the last name is William.
Spell your last name.
W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Okay. And for security purposes, may you please verify your address?
317 Northwest 2nd Court in Deerfield Beach, Florida, 33441.
Okay.
The transaction is for $54.97.
That amount was refunded back to you, ma'am.
It was refunded back?
Yes,
the
ma'am.
One from December?
From December?
Yes. In December, there was a $54.97. So the one January 8th is a refunded one?
December the 15th, it was refunded for $54.97.
Uh-huh.
You don't have any other charges, ma'am.
So on January 8th, there's a charge of $54.97.
Well, you might need to call your bank because I don't have a charge of that in my system.
Okay, then I'll have to dispute that then since I know. Okay. Because that's what I was wondering, you know?
Yes, ma'am. The other one was refunded back in January. You don't have any other charges in our system, and your account is closed, so we can't charge you anything.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, then I'll check with the bank. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.